The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. I love receiving end-of-the-year holiday letters. Do you? I'm looking at a collection right now that hit my mailbox early December. There's something existential and moving about this pile. I love hearing that my friend Jim took up a new hobby last spring, canoe building on Lake Champlain. That Janet has a forthcoming art exhibition, and that Carrie's daughter completed her first semester at Stanford Law. On one, I strain to make out the many photos crowding the last page. I think I see a new puppy. I take in the growth of children and family pets, which is what these annual recaps are all about. Time passing. Look at us on vacation in the Alps as we all slide toward our last days. Professionally photographed portraits of families and carefully selected outfits on postcards prompts me to run my hand over the gorgeously designed stock paper. I feel special. A family thinks highly enough of me to include among their kin, to fill me in. It's a renewal of our bond, an intimacy and shared spirit of our journey. Going into next year, we do not need to feel abandoned. Each year, I promise myself that I'll write a letter in kind, but then modesty overcomes me. I wonder, don't friends, thanks to social media, know enough about me already? My feed is a litany of news and updates about myself and my family. It is human to be curious about each other's lives, to celebrate our friends' wins and mourn, along with them, their losses, to acknowledge our inevitable changes. Today's poem hilariously explains why our internet connections are like electrical wires that thread the night, connecting all of our lives. Facebook Status by Adrian Blevins. Allie attended a concert. Bev liked a cat. And Catherine married, at long last, that Matt. Dottie took her driver's test. Eve liked Trump. Fiona was fired or had some kind of breakdown. Some said the flu. Granny told everybody to hush. Hattie went to Hattie's church. Ice decided never to change her name. Janice called her brave. Caitlin went to Ireland, or Caitlin said she did. Caitlin could have gone to Walmart. Caitlin could have slept forever in that monster's bed. Loretta posted praying hands, meaning Loretta's praying now, waiting for the apocalypse in her rocker on the porch. Mom said how much she loved loving the living baby Jesus. Nan got a beer, and Mr. Nan got a dog, who got shot. Olina said nothing. Her status base was status void. Pepper won the lottery. Quince broke up with Reese. Reese posted pics of what somebody said was Quince's pony's little dick. Sam was searching for a hamster cage and a water bottle and a bike. Tex was doped up real bad, unless that posting was a joke. Urethra is not the name of anyone but that comic from L.A. Vicky's child had another little child, a boy. Winona liked it. She wanted to undress it. But Xavier, Xavier said, was blue. Yolanda, too. Zadie said thumbs up to vitamins and little films of fainting goats. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.